Module 5, Nonverbal Communication. When you are communicating, your body is sending a message that is as powerful as your words. In our following discussions, remember that our interpretations are just that, common interpretations. For example, the person sitting with his or her legs crossed may simply be more comfortable that way and not feeling closed-minded towards the discussion. Body language can also mean different things across different genders and cultures. However, it is good to understand how various behaviors are often seen, so that we can make sure our body is sending the same messages as our mouth. Think about these scenarios for a moment. What nonverbal messages might you receive in each scenario? How might these nonverbal messages affect the verbal message? Your boss asks you to come into his office to discuss a new project. He looks stern and his arms are crossed. A team member tells you that they have bad news, but they are smiling as they say it. You tell a coworker that you cannot help them with a project. They say that it's okay, but they slam your office door on their way out. This is the first goal of this module, to help you understand how to use body language to become a more effective communicator. Another goal, one which you will achieve with time and practice, is to be able to interpret body language, add it to the message you are receiving, and understand the message being sent appropriately. With this in mind, let's look at the components of nonverbal communication. Understanding the Mehrabian study. In 1971, psychologist Albert Mehrabian published a famous study called Silent Messages. In it, he made several conclusions about the way the spoken word is received. Although this study has been misquoted often throughout the years, its basic conclusion is that 7% of our message is verbal, 38% is paraverbal, and 55% is from body language. Now, we know this is not true in all situations. If someone is speaking to you in a foreign language, you cannot understand 93% of what they are saying. Or if you are reading a written letter, you are likely getting more than 7% of the sender's message. What this study does tell us is that body language is a vital part of our communication with others. With this in mind, let's look at the messages that our body can send. All about body language. Body language is a very broad term that simply means the way in which our body speaks to others. We have included an overview of three major categories below. We will discuss a fourth category, gestures, in a moment. The way that we are standing or sitting. Think for a moment about different types of posture and the message that they relay. Sitting hunched over typically indicates stress or discomfort. Leaning back when standing or sitting indicates a casual and relaxed demeanor. Standing ramrod straight typically indicates stiffness and anxiety. The position of our arms, legs, feet, and hands. Crossed arms and legs often indicate a closed mind. Fidgeting is usually a sign of boredom or nervousness. Facial expressions. Smiles and frowns speak a million words. A raised eyebrow can mean inquisitiveness, curiosity, or disbelief. Chewing one's lips can indicate thinking, or it can be a sign of boredom, anxiety, or nervousness. Interpreting gestures. A gesture is a nonverbal message that is made with a specific part of the body. Gestures differ greatly from region to region and from culture to culture. Below, we have included a brief list of gestures and their common interpretation in North America. What other gestures can you add to the list? Case study. Cyan and Jennifer were tasked with running the food committee at the year-end company function. Usually this wouldn't be a problem, but they were having trouble communicating because Cyan's nonverbal communication was viewed as being negative by Jennifer. Jennifer brought up this issue to Cyan, who immediately changed her posture and gestures and discussed her reasoning behind the nonverbal communication. She was upset with the lack of interest in the dip she'd organized and wasn't angry with Jennifer. In the end, Jennifer and Cyan were able to resolve their differences and were happy to complete the tasks they were given whilst on the food committee together.